Seems to be all right. This a lot, Liz. Liz! Oh, where's she got to now? Liz!
What?
Darling, where are you?
Here.
Ah.
I just thought I'd pick one or two of the roses for you to take.
Oh, just the one or two.
Well, smell those.
Aren't
they lovely?
Yes. Seems to be all right. This a lot, Liz. Liz! Oh, where's she got to now? Liz!
Yes? What?
Darling, where are you?
Here.
Ah.
I just thought I'd pick one or two of the roses for you to take.
Oh, just the one or two.
Well, smell those.
Aren't they
lovely?
Yes, they're just lovely.
I thought Mr. Dixon could have them by his bed.
What, all of them?
Well, what's the matter?
But I'm just wondering where we're going to put them, that's all.
Why?
Well, if we take any more things, there won't be any room in the car for me and Jeremy. And darling, that front seat is full.
We'll put the roses in the boot.
Oh, all right.
I'll call Jeremy.
Jeremy! Danny says you've got to get your skates on.
No reaction. Well, darling, you've got a beautiful day for the drive.
Yes.
I wish I were coming with you.
Yes, well, things are where they are.
Oh, I quite understand. Abby seems reconciled too now, since I've explained the Dixons aren't her grandparents and Quackers is no relation. Mm-hmm. It's all very confusing for a little thing of her age. In fact, it's sometimes rather confusing for me.
Yes. Well, I think that's everything, darling. Oh. Jeremy! Ah, well done, son. In you get. Good lad. Lock it from the inside.
Yes!
Oh, goodbye then, Liz. See you this evening, darling. Not too late.
Yes. And give my love to them all.
Yes, I will.
Have a good journey.
Yes. Cheerio, then.
Bye!
Bye, darling. Oh, just a minute.
What?
I've forgotten something. I've iced a little sponge cake for the birthday tea. I won't be a moment.
Well, at this rate, it'll be all over by the time we get there.
There. You lay the tea table for me, won't you, Lynn?
Yes, of course.
Pity we couldn't have it in the garden.
Oh, it's a bitter wind, Mother.
So you say. But it's going to be rather a tight squeeze, I'm afraid. Oh, that table was never really intended for eight.
Eight?
Five adults and three children.
Oh.
Tracy!
Yeah?
Would you answer the door, dear, please?
On my way.
So Father's coming down for tea, is he?
It's a strange question, Lynn. Of course he's coming down. He wouldn't miss it for the world. We'll use the best china as it's an occasion. Spoons for jelly. There's a box of crackers in the sideboard cupboard.
Right.
Oh, and the serviettes are in the drawer.
Yes.
And do try not to look quite so long-suffering, darling. It is supposed to be a happy day. The prospect of seeing Jeremy and Peter should back you up if nothing else. Now, what have I forgotten?
Guess what?
What?
That was Iris Walker at the door. She's made this cake for Quackers, complete with candles.
Oh, isn't she thoughtful? One couldn't wish for a better next-door neighbour. Look, Lynn. Now, isn't that a beautiful birthday cake?
Home from home, can we help you?
Hello, Matt.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Sorry to ring you at the office.
That's all right. Things are fairly quiet, anyway.
Not up here. The place is jumping.
Oh, yes, of course. Quacker's birthday, isn't it? Has the party started, then?
Not officially. Listen, Matt. I've decided to come home.
Oh, when?
Tomorrow, Friday. As soon as possible, really.
Yeah, has something happened?
No. doing any good up here. I'm getting on everybody's nerves.
How do you mean?
Well, let's just say they'll all be happier up here without me. And I shall be happier back in London with my husband.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, I have missed you, Matt.
I've missed you, too.
Nobody's on my wavelength up here, not even Tracy. I'm very lonely without you.
Ah, poor love. Anyway, I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Yes. I'm afraid there's something we've got to discuss.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Father's asked me if I'd take care of Mother after it's all over. And I've said yes.
Oh, yeah. For how long?
As long as it takes.
Yeah, but... look, Lynn, there's no room for her here.
There's a spare bedroom?
No, there isn't. Alexis is in there. Alexis, our Greek, a free handout from Bella Atwood. Didn't Tracy mention him to you?
No. Who's he?
Our manservant. He's great. Oh, his English is pretty fractured, but he's a dab hand with a hoover, and he's a great help to me.
This is ridiculous, Matt.
Well, why is it ridiculous? You've been trying to keep the place clean yourself ever since we moved in, because you can't find a cleaner, and now this guy's fallen into our lap. Lynn? Look, I'm not creating obstacles, darling. It's just
that I have to go now. Peter and Jeremy have just arrived. Oh, God, another birthday cake.
You what?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll ring you again, Matt. Bye.
Lynn? Lynn? Oh, hell.
Happy birthday, dear Cracker. Happy birthday to you.
Jeremy.
Now, since Jemima is a very lucky little girl and has three birthday cakes and three candles...
I can't imagine what possessed Liz to make one. Talk about bringing coals to Newcastle.
Never mind, me. It was a very kind thought. I suggest that Jeremy blows out one candle, Puggy blows out one candle, and perhaps Mummy will help Jemima to blow out the one in the middle.
Yes, of course.
Everybody ready then? Puggy?
Okay.
Jeremy?
I'm ready!
Then, blow!
Oh, well done. Very good.
Now, the question is, which cake to be cut first?
Oh, the one Lynn made, surely.
Yes.
Before you do that, may I say a word?
I want the one with the pink icing.
I like the one with the pink icing.
Children!
Granddad wants to say something.
That's right.
Okay, the one with the pink frosting.
No, honey, not now.
I'm sorry to interrupt the festivities, but this won't take a moment. I'd like to say what great pleasure it gives me to have all my family under my roof at this time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't want to say too much. Little pots have big ears. But there does come a moment in every man's life when he asks himself what he's achieved and whether it's all been worth it. Well, it has been worth it, and I have no regrets at all. Even if all I've achieved is now present round this table in the form of a loving and loyal wife and two loving and loyal daughters, one of whom's flown thousands of miles from America to be here today.
That was nothing, Daddy.
And three lovely grandchildren of whom I'm very proud. And if they grow up to be half as good as their parents, they won't have done half badly. Thank you. Now, I'll have a small piece of cake.
That's the one with the pink frosting there, and there, try it.
Well, whichever you prefer, Puggy.
You help, isn't it? Well, that's
right. Now, come on, Jeremy.
Do you want to wash, Lynn, or shall I?
I don't much mind, actually.
Oh, well, bags I wipe, then. Blimey, what a pile.
Can I help?
Sure. Grab a tea towel over there.
All right.
Thought you were supposed to be playing cricket in the garden.
Well, I ran away when they weren't looking.
Spoil sport.
Well, they weren't actually playing. It's going to take Jeremy at least half an hour to show Puggy how to hold the bat. And they haven't got the stumps in yet either.
Oh, well, I'll just pop out and see they're all right. Shall be a tick.
Tracy doesn't change, does she?
Hmm?
She always was the same. Any excuse to avoid the washing up.
You mustn't feel obliged either, Peter. You are the guest, after all. I can manage quite nicely on my own.
Oh, no. Not with a kitchen full of crocks. Rather like old times, anyway, isn't it? You and me at the drain board.
I suppose it is.
You're okay, Lynn? Looking a bit pale.
I'm afraid I'm getting one of my migraines.
Oh, I did wonder. You hardly said a word all through tea.
Oh, I'll be all right.
Still get them, do you?
Not often these days.
Just when you're under pressure.
Yes.
Lynn? And you crying?
Don't take any notice. I'm being silly.
Is anything I can do?
No, I don't think so, thank you. I don't like myself very much sometimes, that's all. I wish I could be different.
In what way?
More of an ostrich. It would make life so much easier for everybody.
Lynn, you haven't got Peter doing the drying up, have you?
He volunteered, actually.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to lose him. Father would like a word with you, Peter, up in his room.
What, me?
Yes. You know where it is, don't you?
Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Dixon. Peter.
Ah, yes. Do come in. Come in. I'm afraid I've taken to my bed again. My energy's spread very thin these days, and today has been rather an exertion.
Yes, I'm sure.
But I enjoyed every minute of it. Come and sit down.
Thank you.
I dare say you're wondering why I asked you to come up.
Well,
it's about Lynn.
Lynn?
Yes. I realize this is going to sound rather peculiar, seeing that you're no longer her husband. But the two of you are still very close. And I noticed your consideration and concern for her at tea. It's really that which has prompted me to speak like this to you now.
Yes?
If I had a favorite, it was always Lynn. She's a very special person, with some very remarkable gifts. Not least of which are exceptional moral courage and a rare ability to see to the heart of things. I think you'd agree.
Yes, yes, I do.
The trouble is, with people like Lynn, one tends to go on making demands, taking advantage. I know, I have. I am now thrusting more and more responsibility onto her because one knows that she'll find the strength where no one else can. She'll cope. And that isn't fair, really, is it? Because she's the one who'll grieve most when I've gone, because she feels more deeply. Anyway, what I was going to say was, will you... It's hard to find the right words.
Mr. Dixon, I give you my word I'll help her in any way I can.
That's all I wanted to know. I won't come down and see you off, Peter, when you go. I'm rather tired, and I think I'll have a little sleep. Oh, but first of all, there is one other thing.
Hop in then, Jeremy.
Oh, Daddy, do we have to go home?
Afraid so, old son. I promise you it wouldn't be too late. Now say bye-bye to Mummy.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye, darling. See you soon.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Tracy.
Bye, Peter.
Lovely to see you again.
You too.
Please come and see us when you're in London, won't
you? Love to.
Bye, Puggy. Bye, Quackers.
Bye! Quackers is quite overcome, but she'll give you a wave, I'm sure.
I'll settle for that. Bye-bye, Lynn.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Look after yourself.
I will. Love to Liz.
Yeah. Well.
Now, where's Mother got to? Oh, here she comes now. Mother, come on. Peter wants to. Mother?
Something's happened. Lynn, dear, would you come upstairs a minute?
Thank you.